99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, who is the most famous person from your school or hometown, and have you ever met anyone famous? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sandra. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
Okay. Well, I could almost play trivia with you guys over all of the people that came out of my high school. I went to Bakersfield High School.
Bakersfield, California?
Yes, sir.
Hear nothing but great things about Bakersfield.
Yeah, really do.
Well, we've got Jordan Love and David Carr. Anyway, so from my high school would be Frank Gifford.
All right.
All right.
And then Merle Haggard.
Wow, Merle.
I thought he was from Muskogee.
play for the Rams? Was it Merle Haggard?
Yes, Stewart.
It was the Rams. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the country music artist, Merle Haggard.
Oh, God, no.
I am talking about the country music artist, Merle Haggard.
Yeah. Merle Haggard, right.
Stewart is the one who played for the Rams that came out of Bakersfield.
Who else you got there?
I've got an insane list of people. My grandfather actually went to school with Frank Gifford, and some of the members of Korn went to Bakersfield High School with me. But the lead singer, Jonathan, graduated with my first husband, and I actually met them the weekend before they left to go to L.A. to record their first album.
Did you think they had any real chance?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so Jonathan actually learned to play the bagpipes at the school that they went to. They went to Highland High School.
I did not know that he played the bagpipes, to be honest with you.
He actually plays the bagpipes in one of his albums.
I know the drummer Ray. He's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he is. He's still got that thick accent going on.
Yeah, the ones I know would be the forming from 1993, the original band members. I don't know when the other came into play. My husband passed away shortly after, just before their first album was ever released. So they kind of obviously lost connection when he took off to go, make his album and all that stuff and start touring. And then my husband passed away, and I never reached out to them to let him know what happened, because they were actually really good friends in school.
Hmm. Okay.
So,
Says here, by the way, and I'm just looking because Mike put up a couple of names, Buck Owens, like the guy from Hee Haw.
Why is all these country type people coming out of Bakersfield?
So Bakersfield used to be the streets of Bakersfield, White Yoakum, and that's about Bakersfield. Bakersfield was before I-5 was built, that connected the highway all the way up. You took the 99 through, and just before you hit the Grapevine, the big mountains that you had to go over, it was a huge stop for a lot of people, a lot of artists who were going to LA to perform or record and things like that. So they stopped in Bakersfield, and many, many, many legends have all performed in Bakersfield.
So basically, I-5 kind of ruined that for
you guys. California, too.
The whole cars thing with the whole interstate passing all the small towns totally did that.
Well, I think there's a lot of cowboys, too.
When he retired, came back and built the Crystal Palace, and he performed almost all the way up until he passed away.
Okay. I didn't know 99 went down into California.
Yeah, I wonder if you can get a hooker down there, too.
Oh, I'm sure you can. Yeah. I think they're just
it's got to just be like...
Actually, we got one of those, too.
I'll do it. All right.
Well, 99, it's just got to be like Route 1 on the East Coast.
Yeah.
The actress Sigrid Valdez, she played on the German TV show in the 50s, 60s. What was that?
Got me.
Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, Hogan's Heroes. Oh, she said German also. Okay, I guess there was Clink.
All right.
But
she was a porn star, and I guess was on that show as well, and came out of Bakersfield High School.
Apparently, I don't know if you already knew this, but according to one of our YouTubers here, it says Bakersfield is where the character Annie Wilkes from Stephen King's Misery was supposed to be born and raised.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
based on a true story.
No.
That's just fictionally.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
You'll see Bakersfield mentioned in a lot of his books. He hated Bakersfield, so Bakersfield, for whatever reason, was just like the place from hell or whatever for him.
That's where bad people
get. And he put it in a lot of his books.
That's funny. I never knew that. Mike, you read a lot of Stephen King. Do you see Bakersfield pop up?
Not a whole lot. No, it's usually his place, like Castle Rock, and
it's always Maine is where it's going to happen. But I mean,
right? Or there's a place in Colorado. I keep screwing it up. It's not Denver. Yeah, no, Boulder, Colorado.
Bakersfield shows up in a little snippet, like driving through Bakersfield, and this happened, or you know, some weird little thing that pops up in his books.
Okay,
huh. All right. Very interesting.
I'm watching the Stephen King series right now on Netflix.
Which one?
11/22/63.
Oh yeah.
What is
like
that
a
about?
Time travel? This guy finds out there's this like this restaurant he goes to. There's like a time traveler.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he's going back to 1963 to stop Lee Harvey Oswald from shooting Kennedy.
Okay.
But I didn't really know it was a Stephen King thing. So it is historic, but
I never got through the book. And the problem is it's a huge book. It's like 800 pages or something like
so
that.
It's a limited series. I got to finish it because I'm on 5 out of 7, but I'm like, yeah, this is getting a little crazy.
Is that the one with James Franco?
Yeah.
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 I got to see that one.
James Franco is attractive.
Who is the most famous person from your school or hometown? And have you ever met anyone famous? 206-803-RON.
There's the promo.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Afternoon, boys. How you doing?
Hola.
Hey, Ted, 11/22/63, and Mike, the show is really, really good. I actually watched it again this last weekend just to remember some things. It was pretty darn good.
Right. A YouTuber just checked in and said the same thing. 11/22/63 is an awesome book.
All right, I'll finish it off today.
Okay.
So I'm from Lake Forest Park, and I'm getting older in years, and I couldn't remember if anybody famous is from there, but Rainn Wilson, who's Dwight Schrute on The Office.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then Michelle Akers, basically the first superstar of women's national soccer, is from same high school. She went to school with my sister. But my wife and I, girlfriend at the time, met and actually had dinner with Paul Allen in Hawaii on the Big Island. We were staying in a hotel just north of Kona, and he has a house in Kona. And we were at this restaurant, a teppanyaki restaurant, and I'm sitting there, I'm looking at him, and I'm like, oh my God, that's Paul Allen. I had to do a Google search. This was in 2015.
Right.
Before he was sick, because I was like, I recognize the hairline. I'm like, that's got to be him. So I do it. Yep, it's him. And then the cook, you know, he's going around the table, and he's like, where's everybody from? And we're sitting two couples away from him. And so the first kid, his name was Chet, I believe. It was actually Paul Allen's assistant. He's like, well, you know, my name's Chet. I live in Seattle. And then he's like, and what's your name, sir? And he's like, my name's Paul. And he's like, where are you from? He's like, I'm also from Seattle. And the cook says, so are you Seahawks fans? And he's like, and just real nonchalantly, he's like, yeah. And goes to the next couple.
Yeah,
and
a little bit.
Yep, next couple. And then comes to us. And I was like, my name's Matt from Seattle. And he's like, you a Seahawks fan? I was like, yeah. You know, just I'm keeping it cool because I don't want to be that guy.
Sure.
Then it gets to my girlfriend. She's like, my name's Amy. And I'm from Seattle. And she yells, go Seahawks. And just, it was hilarious and embarrassing at the same time.
Yeah.
And then I actually sent you guys a picture. I texted you guys a picture of the two of us getting a picture with him after dinner. Super gracious. They left early because they said he wasn't feeling well, and I'm thinking that was probably the beginning of his cancer in retrospect. Yeah. But really nice guy. Shook his hand, thanked him for everything he did for the city. I said there's millions upon millions of people who are just indebted to you. So,
and none of them live in Los Angeles.
Or San Francisco.
Or yeah. San Fran. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's pretty cool, man. That's probably the richest person you'll ever meet.
Yes. Oddly enough, speaking of the Seahawks, I found myself in Greensboro, North Carolina over the weekend, and the shuttle driver that took me from the airport to the hotel, he and I started chumming it up a little bit. He found out I'm from Seattle. He says, I visited a buddy out there. He says, but what's weird about Seattle is, he says, I actually went to high school with a member of the Seahawks. He says he didn't go to college here, but he went to high school at Goldsboro High School. Jaron Reed is his name. Have you ever heard of him? It's like, yeah, I'm actually kind of a big fan of Jaron Reed.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Hell yeah, dude. So that was just kind of a fun little nugget.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, damn.
Who is the most famous person from your school or hometown, and have you ever met anyone famous? 206-803-ROCK.
That's kind of what happened with me and Shane Gillis. Oh, right? Yeah. It's my buddy got me backstage.
Yeah.
And then I just said to him, like, you didn't grow up that far from where I did. And he's like, where'd you go to school? I'm like, DeMatha. And he's like, you got to know my cousin, Ryan. And I was like, yeah, I do. I graduated with him. And it just, I don't know. I just never put the last name together, right? So I had, like, you know.
Is his last name Gillis?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
He played at Notre Dame. So if you ever hear Shane talking about watching his cousin play, that's his cousin Ryan that I went to DeMatha with. But he knew Looney's story and all this stuff. So it was kind of weird. That's why I was like, he was a nice enough guy, but I think it really helped. I was just like, oh, yeah, I do know your cousin.
That's a different kind of icebreaker right there.
Yeah, right?
My cousin owes me $20.
I think they're doing a new season of tires right now.
They are. Yeah, he signed a big deal with them.
Who's the most famous person from your school or your hometown? And have you ever met anyone famous? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dean. Welcome to the men's room.
Dean.
Hello, Dean.
No Dean.
No Dean for you. Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
How you doing?
We're doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing so, so good.
Wonderful.
All right. So have I got some names for you all? There seems to be a common thread this day. I grew up in a little town called Los Alamitos, California. So I grew up in the L.A. area, you could say.
Yes, the L.A. area, right.
Yeah, that's right. So I have a few names. I went to the Orange County School of Performing Arts, which is called Los Alamitos High School, but they kind of did the two schools together. And I was the class of 97, but in my class, the biggest name from my senior class was Matt Morrison, or otherwise known as Mr. Schuster from Glee, Matthew Morrison.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right.
I went to school. She was a freshman, I believe, or a sophomore, but Ms. Jody Sweden, DJ Tanner, or who is that? Stephanie from Full House.
Stephanie Tanner, yep.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
In my graduating class with me, I had Taryn Manning, who was I don't know her name from Orange is New Black, but she was in Crossroads with Britney Spears. So Taryn Manning. And then also Michael Fishman, DJ Connor, I think, from Roseanne.
Roseanne, yep.
Yeah.
That was an unfortunate-looking young man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But so...
That's a nice way of putting it.
I went to school with them, but that being said, like, I went to a lot of... Because of the school I went to, we, as a class, or, you know, we just knew a lot of people. So, like, the coolest thing I did, I suppose, the elder of everybody, was I went to the red taping or the red carpet for what is that? The Princess Diaries. So I got to hang and chill with Anne Hathaway. But the coolest one from that was meeting, what's her name? Julie Andrews. She was, like, so eloquent and, like, every grandmother, like, the perfect grandmother.
It's Julie Andrews. Yeah. It would not matter what you say, she's exactly what you say.
So what the hell happened to you then?
Yeah, what the hell?
Where'd you go wrong?
I didn't go wrong. Like, I mean, I do community theater. I'm a KJ, so I love to sing and all that. But I gotta tell you, the coolest thing, was, so I went to another filming. It was another red carpet, and it was for that movie, A Walk to Remember. And so that was, like, Mandy Moore. She was in that show. So I go to that red carpet, and then my friends and I, after the red carpet, we decide we're all dressed up. So we went to the Troubadour. We went out to the Troubadour Club, and there was a band just kind of, nobody knew who it was or anything, but we just went. And the thing of it is that, when I went to the red carpet for the for the Walk to Remember, we were hanging with the Mandy Moore's co-star, which was Shane West. And so after I said, you know, like after that red carpet, we went to the Troubadour and there was a band out there. They were called the Average Joes. So we get up there and it's Shane West. It was his band. So like I had just kicked it with him on the red carpet and now his band's there. And so now we're all chilling and like, you know, going up on stage singing with Shane West, who at the time was not a big, big deal. I don't think he's like a huge deal anymore, or maybe he has been, but that dude was, he was amazing. Like he was just like, he was chill as all hell. Like he was so fun. Mandy Moore is there shaking with us. Like we were having the time of our life at the Troubadour. And then I got to talk because that lady you just had on was talking about Korn. I worked in Long Beach, California at this little place called Dino's Pizzeria. And there was this hellacious group of guys. They were upstairs, like, just partying, having all this crazy time, playing their music. So, like, Dino's Pizzeria was, it was sort of fancy, but not really. I mean, like, it was, you don't just go in there in your board shorts, you know?
Right.
So, the owners of Dino's is like, what the hell is going on? Like, I'm losing customers. So, I get asked to make a, or to send up a meatball calzone. One wanted like a vegan calzone, all this crap. And so, and specifics on, they wanted a drink, but it was like, it was a kamikaze mix. So it was like Orange Crush with soda and Pepsi and all this crap. It was just like a mix of it. They want a big picture of it. So I'm walking up the stairs to this hellacious apartment and it was Korn. They were up there playing, just causing all kinds of crap, and my friend ended up, you know, wedding with one of them. But
you know, wedding,
yeah. Oh, yeah, you know what, you know, wedding,
delivering a lot of pizza,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
offering up some pie,
sure, the inside of her calzone.
You know, it's funny because we hear this story of these guys being hellacious and all this. They were here 5-10 years ago, and the whole band.
Mm-hmm. They're doing like a nationwide. They're doing like the equivalent of Rockline. One of those nationwide shows.
So they're here, and it's kind of cool. They're just walking up and down the hall doing their thing, but they were all in this one studio together, and you'd just expect mayhem, like mm-hmm. she's saying. They're playing video games on their phone, you know, talking to the wife. Yeah. And even when we asked Jonathan Davis, he's like, look, man, I'm married now. I got a kid. He's like, it's just, like, we've done our time, and we still look like those guys, but it's like, I was literally just texting my kid when you walked by. It's like, we're just a rock uh-huh. band, and now we're married guys.
What's the famous
our wives
bass
are
player?
Still mad at us about
Feldy?
Monkey Felty.
Feldy? Is that his name with the, right, in Korn? He's kind of famous. With
I know exactly who you're talking. Is it Feldy or is it Monkey?
But we were talking to him backstage somewhere, too, and it's Fieldy. Yeah, it's right before the show. I think he was like, I don't know if he was getting ready or what. I think I just said hi to him or whatever, and he just stopped. He was like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, just
could be nicer.
They are truly like the most down-to-earth guys.
Yeah.
Who is the most famous person from your school or hometown? And have you ever met anyone famous? 206-803-ROCK.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Famous people of Seattle.
All right. We have Fred Couples, golfer. Jamal Crawford, basketball. Marcus Hanneman, soccer player, goalie. We've had him on the program.
Yeah.
He's a big rock fan. Good guy, too. Apollo Ono. World champion, Olympic gold medalist.
That's right.
Speed skating.
Mr. Soul mm-hmm. Patch.
Ron Santo. The base 9-time All-Star. 5-time gold glove third baseman.
Are you just skipping musicians?
No, I haven't got there
yet. No, I'm just saying. That could go all day.
Let's see. Greg Valentine. You're talking wrestling. My Greg Valentine's here. He's in the Hall of Fame at WWE. Ken Jennings. Talked about Tory Black earlier. Sig Hansen. We've had him on from The Deadliest Catch. Ryan Stiles. From Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, yeah.
Rainn Wilson was on the program on our 50-year anniversary from The Office. Carrie Brownstein, one of my favorites from Portlandia. She's also in
Slater. Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about.
Judy Collins, folk singer. Kenny G, I believe he is from Mercer Island. Macklemore, Duff McKagan, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Kim Thiel. Jennifer Warnes. You know Jennifer Warnes?
What was her song?
I've Had the Time of My Life.
Okay.
Along with Bill Medley.
The Time of My Life.
Amanda Knox.
Yeah, I mean, you know her name.
She's famous. Yes, you are correct.
We were talking about it earlier.
Not through any particular skill set.
Who the most famous person or one of the most well-known people we've had on the program? And we think Ozzy's number one.
As far as just universally known, right? Yeah. You go like, look, you can like him, not like him, but I don't know anyone who does not know who Ozzy Osbourne is.
Globally, Ice Cube. I mean, Kid Rock, everybody knows who Kid Rock is in the United States. Right. I don't know if he's got that worldwide acclaim or not, but
I don't know Ozzy if he has so much acclaim, but just his mustache alone right now, I just can't take my eyes off.
Chris Cornell, Jimi Hendrix. What else we got?
And don't forget his brother, Leon Hendrix.
Oh, Leon. That's right. Leon.
Shout out.
Jeff Bezos. People who have lived...
Is Bezos actually from Seattle?
No, these are people actually who have moved and lived in Seattle.
Okay.
At some point from other places. So, Jeff Ament, I believe he's from Montana, if I'm not mistaken. Because they always do a show there and he does a bunch of skate
parks. That would explain. Okay.
All that crap. Jeff Bezos. Peter Buck, the guitarist in R.E.M.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually in a band now with Barrett Martin.
Really?
Yeah. They're out on the road doing a tour. Matt Cameron.
Yep.
Cameron Crowe. We have Anna Faris, Brendan Fraser, Dave Grohl. Quincy Jones.
Brendan Fraser's
here?
Has
lived here.
These lived are people it. Right, lived right, here. Right, 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 right. Gotcha.
Gary Larson, Dave Matthews lives up in Wallingford. Rose McGowan, Joel McHale, Mike McCready.
Played at UW.
Patrick Monahan.
What was his position? Joel McHale, was he a walk-on tight end?
Tight end is what I have in my head. I shouldn't say
walk-on. Sorry, Joel. He might have been a scholarship player.
He was either that or a wide receiver, because he wore like 80-something.
Walk on tight end.
I'm always positive to do that.
It tells you he's a tall dude. Patrick Monahan, the lead singer for Train. He's got an amazing voice.
Chris, I just do not like Train.
I don't mind Train.
They strike me as very nice people. I do not like the band. And when we went to see...
They're fun,
like,
man.
Hall & Oates or something
like that.
Yeah,
they opened up for them.
Okay, so they were opening, and I'm with Castle, and Castle goes, look, man, I don't want to get there for Train, and I just don't want to hear the song Drops of Jupiter. All right, so we were at a bar.
That's a great song.
Dude, we walked in, and basically when we got to our seats, like, we got one more for you tonight. It was Drops of Jupiter. The only song we heard is the one he very specifically didn't want to hear. Right?
Yep. Yep, exactly. What else we got here? We got Chris Novoselic, Bill Nye, the science guy.
That's right.
Yuji Akimoto. He was the guy from The Karate Kid Part 2 and Real Genius, owner of the Kona Kitchen.
That is correct.
With two locations. One up there on, Roosevelt, maybe?
It's on Fifth. And I love it. People are like, dude, do you know who owns this? And at the time, I did not. I'm like, no, who? Like, the guy from The Karate Kid. And I'm like, Ralph Macchio? They're like, no. Like, Pat Morita? They're like, no. I'm like, who? They're like, oh, Karate Kid 2. I'm like, okay.
The bad guy.
Yeah, the bad guy from Karate Kid.
I've been to a spot up in Linwood as well.
I have been to a spot many times.
So good.
Yeah. It's so good.
Trey Parker, co-creator of South Park.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
I want to say he still has a place here. I know for a while, he had a place in Belltown for a while, and they built a new building, and I'm talking to one of the architects of it, and he's like, oh, well, we sold the penthouse real quick. I'm like, really? He's like... Do you know who Trey Parker is? I'm like, of course I know who he is. He's like, yeah, he bought the top floor.
No kidding. I have it on good knowledge that he went to a restaurant once. I will just say so stoned, right? My buddy's the bartender. And he got a glass of red wine. And then he's looking at the menu. And then my buddy said when he came back the second time, he's like, I'll take a glass of red wine. And he's like, you have one. Yeah. But basically he just asked the same thing, like, glass of red wine and a menu. He's like, you already have them.
The host of Survivor and a man who can tuck his penis into a sock, Jeff Probst.
That guy's hung like a polo pony.
Is that noted?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen a picture of Jeff Probst?
I've never looked that far south.
Well, no, it just came out.
No, it was a picture. What made it worse, he's naked, all right? But what makes it worse is he has his hands on his hips. It's very much.
Right, yeah.
And I know.
Look at this thing.
Check it out. He
absolutely knows what he got. Gary Ridgway.
Yes, Gary Ridgway.
Ichiro Suzuki.
He's American.
Did you look at it? Let me see that thing.
We told you.
Yeah.
No way this is real. No way this is real.
Oh, yeah. I'm a survivor.
Look at that thing.
Jeff Probst.
Jeez, yeah, dude.
He's...
Yeah,
I told
you. Yeah, look at that. Big smile, hands on hips. Tell me I'm wrong.
You like that?
Exactly. Could you survive that?
Isn't that the totem for immunity?
Jesus. Eddie Vedder, Ann Wilson, Ray Charles, Kurt Cobain, Alex Haley, Brandon Lee.
The guy that wrote Roots?
Is from Seattle.
or lived in Seattle.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a hard connect for me, man.
Brandon and Bruce, Bill Russell, Lane Staley, Nate Burleson. He's an athlete from Seattle. He went to O'Day. O'Day pumps out a lot.
They do. O'Day. Name my buckwheat.
Fred Couples.
That was very nice
Fred,
of them.
Everybody from Fred Couples, you know, Nate Burleson, Kevin Burleson.
I think
there.
We call you high school O'Day.
Corey Dillon. Who named this place? Buckwheat?
O'Day.
Musical groups include Alice in Chains, Candlebox, Dave Matthews Band, Def Cab for Cutie, although Dave is from Charlottesville originally. Foo Fighters, Harvey Danger, The Head and the Heart. Jerry Cantrell, Macklemore, Mad Season, Melvins, Metal Church, Modest Mouse, Mother Love Bone, Mudhoney, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Temple of the Dawn. You still thinking about Probst Penis?
I am, man.
President of the United States, Queensryche, Soundgarden, and
that's insane.
And the Ventures. Yeah.
Told you. It is so big, it's funny. Yeah.
The tribe has spoken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Standing there like Superman. Like,
you want me to put out your torch? But his wife's smiling, too. Who is the most famous person from your school?
He saved time from drowning.
And
grab my penis. Throw it overboard.
I got it.
Roll again.
That's how he keeps people from dying on that show.
Oh, I got it.
206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Well, I went to high school in Tacoma, Washington, at Henry Foss High School, and a gentleman by the name of Joseph Herbert. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that name specifically, but maybe his stage name of Joe Coy.
Why do I know the name?
Oh, Joe Coy. Nice. Famous comedian. He was just here in town.
Yes, he was.
Definitely not. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Google his
You know
face.
Joe Coy.
Yeah.
Like I said, I know the name. I'm just nothing.
Filipino guy.
Was he funny in school? Oh, yeah, I recognize him. Was he funny in school?
He was kind of a class clown. He wasn't like a, you know, doing stand-up at the time, but he was, you know, obviously practicing for his future career.
Okay. That makes sense. All right, the class clown. I think you do hear that a lot with comics.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like standing up in the cafeteria being funny, but just in class, always have something to say. Hello. Hello, Christine. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Joe Coy.
Yeah, we also know him, too.
Well, everybody knows Joe Coy.
So they just stole your thunder. You were calling him a Joe Coy.
Joe Coy was the sweetest guy in
the world. Oh, hey.
Once again, right. Bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Wow. Well, that's very
sucker,
funny.
Mother and
I believe
please
her.
Keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
You want to go back to Christine or do?
I don't know. They're probably that.
Yeah.
I think they're having fun.
Well, the good news is, Joe Coy, if you're listening, everyone that knew you was fond of you.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Say you're a great guy. Who's the most famous person from your school or hometown? And have you ever met anyone famous? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, boys?
Hola.
Hola. Hola. So I got three.
All right.
So back in the day of Dave Matthews and everything, well, they're still around. But Dave Matthews and Paul Simon used to tour together. Apparently, my mom used to be a groupie a little bit, and she was...
How groupified?
Huh?
How much of a groupie was she?
Yeah, well, enough to have Vincent call my home line to my mom's house.
Damn. Hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
And that guy, when he would call, his voice in the voicemail box was amazing. You could tell it was Vincent. I'm like, God damn, that's Vincent. I'm always like, don't touch it.
When I was in college, my buddy Christian was the head of like the Sigma Chi fraternity or whatever.
Right.
But Dave Matthews was just starting out, and they needed to build a stage kind of in the yard at West Virginia University.
Okay.
So I was like, dude, my mom's got all this wood. We just had stacked like plywood and all this stuff. So they built a stage, not knowing that Dave at the time probably had seven people in the band.
Oh, so they built like a four-person stage?
They a drum kit, like maybe two people on it. They just threw a couple of rugs out front, let him play in that. But he had a live album at the time when I was working at a progressive station in Annapolis. He might have stopped by there once or twice. It was like him and a guy named Pat Metheny Band and a couple of those that were in that area, Widespread Panic and the Grapes and all these other jam bands, Rusted Root. But they would all come through there.
My John wife Mayer was almost run over by Dave Matthews.
And
this is early when we lived in Seattle. She calls me at work. I'm like, what's up? She's like, I was walking through the crosswalk. This guy almost ran me over in his effing Prius. And I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah. She goes, it was Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
And she's a huge Dave Matthews fan.
Did he almost crash
into her? A terrible run with vehicles.
It was almost a crash.
Did you get that?
Yeah, yep. Dave Matthews and vehicles, maybe they need a little separation.
I'd say John Mayer did the same thing. He used
to go. He broke down, and then someone gave him a ride back on the bicycle. Or he was on the bicycle or something like that. And then gave him right back, and he got free passes.
I was used to see him when I was living in Wallingford at the QFC. But now that I'm down in Fremont, I don't want to walk that far anymore.
Yeah, my buddy's frat in Virginia. I mean, this is years ago, right? This is like 2000, 2001. He's like, you got to listen to this John Mayer guy. But same thing. He would just go to the fraternities and play.
And nobody knows, you know.
Yeah, he was just a really good artist. Yeah.
Who else did you have on your list, though? You said there's three people. So we got Dave Matthews.
So I'll go back to not Dave Matthews, Paul Simon, when they were touring together.
Paul Simon,
and
sorry.
So Vincent would leave voicemails for Lover or whatever. But before he passed away, he actually called her and left a voicemail saying, hey, I'm dying, I'm passing away.
Damn.
He actually let her know.
Now, I think,
on the voicemail.
I think he was married to Edie Brickell for, 25 years, 30 years.
Paul Simon?
Yeah.
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 No. Vincent's the guitarist for Paul Simon.
Oh, okay.
No, I was so mad because she actually met him here at a local hotel. And she's like, I'll give you backstage passes. I didn't know if you knew who Dave Matthews was and Paul Simon was. I'm like, are you kidding me, Mom?
Yes, we know who those people are.
Yeah. Heard of them.
She's like, I didn't know if you knew who those people were. But cannot say his name, but my brother-in-law does concrete, used to do anyways, and Matt Hasselbeck had a pool put on the Columbia River, and he was like, you know what, F this guy, and piss in the filter.
Oh, damn.
Wow. That's pretty
good. What was his problem with Matt Hasselbeck?
I have no idea.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. He did the number one, he was going to do a number two. But he's like, no, that's going to get us fired and get us in trouble. But he goes, no, I know as soon as they fill this pool full of water, we're just going to have a good time with this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Matt Hasselbeck's finding out right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's put some chlorine in there. Yeah. Who's the most famous person from your school or hometown? And if you've ever met anyone famous, 206-803-ROCK.
I'll piss in his pool.
That'll show him. Well, I'm not going to poop in there. I'll get fired. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So I've got a few. The one that's probably famous, I think it's famous at least, he was on the later episodes of the OCC, Orange County Choppers.
Oh, yeah.
He came in as the young designer. His name's Jason Poole, P-O-H-L. He's from my hometown of Mendota, Illinois, where I'm at right now. I was stationed out in north of Seattle, up in Oak Harbor, from 9 to 13, and that's when I started listening to you guys.
Oh, right on.
Oh, cool, man.
Well, thank you for continuing to do so.
Yeah. How's Illinois radio?
Pretty essy. So,
okay.
Yeah. All right.
I just imagine it's country and Christian.
Yeah, I'm kind of out in the country, about 90 miles southwest Chicago, so it's nice and country out here. But
you'll be close to the new stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say, watch the Bears.
Yeah, exactly, right? But no, I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for most of your guys' time there.
Well, thank you, man.
Right.
Thank you, dude.
When I was stationed up in Great Lakes, and when I was up there, I was in charge of the base color guard. So got to do a couple Bulls games, did an ice hockey game for the Blackhawks, got to meet Rocky Wirtz, the owner of the Blackhawks at the time.
Damn.
This was also on November 11th of 2007. We were seated three rows behind the Red Wings bench. In front of us was Bill Wennington. He played with Jordan.
Yep.
And won, I think, his first three. The next aisle over from us was Joan Cusack, John Cusack's sister.
Yeah.
From all movies.
Remember, hey, if you ever get a chance, man, since you're close, go to a Blackhawks game. I went to United Center. That Bedard guy is worth just watching.
Really?
He is the fastest skater I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't even believe it. It was like different level.
Right.
You're just like, Jesus Christ, this kid is fast.
That place is so electric for Hawks games. It's amazing.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah, I would think so, man. Mm-hmm. Well, look, the closer you sit to a basketball court, the more people you're going to see.
Oh, yeah.
More than any other sport, right? Because NFL, you got to be in a suite. But with basketball, like, the closer you get to the court and start looking to your left and right, you're like, even if I don't know who this person is, they have more money than anyone I've ever met in my life.
Who's the most famous person from your school or hometown? And have you ever met anyone famous? 206-803-ROCK.
That's a good point. The suite level is definitely the flex in the NFL games.
Oh, for sure. Right. Yeah. They're never like, oh, seated on the 50-yard line. But NBA basketball, college, but, like, they are on the court, man. Hello, Rich. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I got a quick story for you. I was homeless in Bremerton, living in a shelter, and I was riding my 10-speed to Seattle. To get back on the ferry, I had to go to the plasma center. So I stopped in this fancy restaurant, and they said, you can't bring your 10-speed in here. But we can put it off to the side. So I'm like, okay. Well, I look at the menu, and the only thing I can afford is a drink.
Perfect.
So waiter walks by with a plate. I go, hey, what's on that plate? And the waiter tells me and says, okay, well, it's going to that table. Well, that table orders me the same thing. And he goes, do you know who just bought that for you? And I went, no. He goes, well, his name is Paul. Paul Allen.
Oh, damn.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm in a short sleeve shirt with a bandage on my arm, and Paul Allen bought me lunch.
That is awesome.
That is pretty cool, man.
That is. That's very cool.
It's nice to know that you do stuff like that.
Nobody buys me lunch.
Well, you don't look like crap.
No.
You do. Saying, like, no, but you need the bandage.
You buy your wife lunch and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right?
Well, like, I've never had a wife go, like, you know what? I'm buying lunch for you today.
Well, my wife does not buy me lunch. I buy her lunch.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody buy me lunch. Like, my kids don't buy me lunch. I buy them lunch.
Yeah, I mean, there was parents, but once I moved out, it's kind of done.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
You got to know that. When you're 18 years old, man, nobody's buying you lunch anymore.
It's done.
It kind of sucks. Like, I would never go out with you and go, like, you know what, man? I'm going to buy you lunch.
No, there's no chance we do.
No, I'm not doing that. Why not? Because I'm not.
We'll split the bill. Like,
you want to take us out to lunch tomorrow?
No. Okay, we'll see. But if you want to take me out, I'm just saying, I don't think it's that hard to buy lunch for a buddy.
Well, obviously it is. You won't take us out. We're not going to take you out.
I know. We just asked you.
Yeah. You said no.
Yeah.
You proved
that's
the
what I'm
point.
Saying.
Nobody... You can't ask me to take you to lunch and pay for it.
We'll get on the mat. It's 2 blocks.
Yeah, no.
It's close.
Yeah,
it's
I'll open. Go by myself.
It's open for lunch. Who's the most famous person from your school or hometown? And have you ever met anyone famous? 206-803-RUN.
You want to take me out and buy me lunch?
Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Patrolas.
Hola.
All right, guys. So I grew up in the Tri-Cities, and I graduated at Richland High. Go Bombers. We had a couple famous people from our school. When I was in school, the big name was Hope Solo. She was just coming off her, I think, second gold medal win.
Yeah.
Yep.
Han's daughter.
Yeah. The other one, though, that I got to, well, there's a couple, but the one I got to meet, though, was General Mad Dog Mattis. He was still a general at that time before he became our Secretary of Defense. And that was really cool.
Yeah.
He was an alumni from the school, so he came back and, like, got to meet us, and that was really neat. He was really nice guy. You know, you'd think a Marine general would be very uptight. Not at all. Dude was cracking jokes and hanging out with the teams like it was the best of them. The other real famous person that's kind of from our school was Sharon Tate, famous actress, you know, Roman Polanski's wife.
Okay. Sharon Tate, was she the one who was killed?
Correct. She was
the Manson family,
the
right?
Manson family.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. And similar, kind of on a similar note, but opposite, a lesser famous person that went to school with my mom at the same high school. Was my mom went to school with a serial killer, or a later become serial killer. His name was Wesley Allen Dodd. So it's kind of an irony that, you know, we went from somebody who was killed by probably one of the most famous serial killers to
having your very own. Yeah.
Sir, I would not be surprised if everyone in Seattle who went to school here went to school with a serial killer.
Yeah,
whether they know it or not.
Right.
You know a serial killer.
You'll find out.
You do. You might not know it now, but.
Emails coming up, and your guess is as good as mine on the way next.